6 minutes after the hour. Also, on a lighter note, talking with Charles, I said, do you think any casual news viewer can tell the difference between Nora O'Donnell and Campbell Brown? And I said, I thought they could. And I said, well, I can't, because sometimes back in the office, when either one of them pops up there, Larry or Rob is, or whoever happens to be in the office, is not sure who it is.
Yeah.
But Charles said that he thought Nora O'Donnell was essentially prettier than Campbell Brown.
Didn't say that. I said her beauty was in, she is a strikingly, startlingly pretty girl, Nora O'Donnell.
And what's Campbell?
As is Campbell Brown.
Oh.
I said, Nora O'Donnell strikes me more when I see her. I think, you know, Revlon model, that kind of
what
thing.
What do you think when you see Campbell?
I think more
architectural
more
digest
as,
model
as the startling girl next door.
Oh, I see.
Beauty.
Okay.
That's all.
I wonder what David Gregory thinks. Let's try to get him into this. He's a White House correspondent, one of them for NBC News. Are there two White House correspondents now, Gregory?
Jump right in. I think you're a disaster is what I think.
Why?
I know David Bloom thinks.
You know, we actually had Campbell so flustered the other day that, no, we're not going to ask David Bloom what he thinks, Bernard. Can you just die?
That would be the definitive authority.
No, that's fine.
You ought to be arrested. You ought to be arrested.
The devil.
Inquiring minds want
to
know.
Forced to wear a burqa.
You should be forced to wear a burqa.
Face the fatwa.
Yeah. Anyway.
What's your question? What did you wear with Campbell the other day?
We got her so flustered, she actually referred to Tony Blair as Bush's lapdog.
Actually, she did tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, what's going on there this morning?
Well, you know, the